As we approach Earth Day, the ways to understand and employ sustainable investing strategies will rise to the front of your and your clients' minds. Wherever you are on your learning journey, our sustainability certificates can help. Learn more at cfainstitute.org/sustainability. That's cfainstitute.org/sustainability.
This is a CFA Institute summary of Tax Loss Harvesting, an Individual Investor's Perspective, published in the fourth quarter 2021 issue of the Financial Analyst Journal. What's the investment issue? Tax loss harvesting has been explored from the perspectives of portfolio managers and investors in aggregate. But what about from the viewpoint of an individual investor? Many individual investors have small and irregular capital gains, which means that widely held assumptions of unlimited gains through tax loss harvesting programs rarely apply to them. This article shows the more realistic potential of tax loss harvesting benefits to individual investors and how these benefits vary widely depending on the investor type. It also examines the extent to which the market environment and individual investor characteristics, such as applicable tax rates and the amount of taxable income that can be offset, drive returns from tax loss harvesting strategies. How do the authors tackle the issue? The authors employ a two-pronged approach. First, they examine balance sheet information across a diverse range of investors and estimate tax loss harvesting alpha for archetypal individual investors. The tax rates and capital gains profiles of these archetypal investors are then applied to estimate the available tax loss harvesting alpha. Second, to understand and compare how investor profile and the return environment drive tax loss harvesting alpha, the authors create a framework to quantify the contribution of several variables. To compare individual investors, the chosen variables are tax rates, loss offsetting income to taxable equity, investors' cash contributions to their taxable equity accounts, and how investors liquidate their taxable accounts. The variables for the return environment are average returns, volatility of cash flows, and cash flow returns. This framework uses so-called boosted regression trees and maps 150,000 individual tax loss harvesting alphas to the relevant investor profile and return environment combinations. Since boosted regression trees are good at uncovering non-linearities, the outputs of the framework are customizable across a wide range of individual investors. What are the findings? The dispersion of tax alpha from tax loss harvesting across the individual investor spectrum is around 300 basis points. That is chiefly because many investors do not enjoy the high levels of capital gains that previous studies of tax loss harvesting have assumed. Since fewer gains can be offset with losses, these losses simply accumulate and are carried forward year after year, meaning tax loss harvesting schemes may not be useful. The opportunity to conduct tax loss harvesting in all return environments through direct indexing adds the most value to investors with loss offsetting income to taxable equity above 5%, meaningful tax spread, and a high harvest tax rate. Systematic tax loss harvesting through commingled investment vehicles, on the other hand, tends to suit investors with irregular and modest loss offsetting income to taxable equity and a small tax spread. In terms of the drivers of tax loss harvesting, 60% of the variation in returns is driven by investor characteristics, their tax rate, the tax rate spread of their current and future rates, and the amount of income an investor could offset with losses. The remaining 40% is driven by the return environment, which is largely outside the control of investors. Generational luck and the timing of the launch of a tax loss harvesting strategy are both important in determining whether significant alpha is created. In addition, there is wider dispersion of alpha in high volatility and low return environments. What are the implications for investors and investment managers? The article demonstrates that even relatively wealthy investors may not be able to access the sizable tax loss harvesting alpha estimated in previous studies. Therefore, individual investors and their investment advisors should take a more idiosyncratic approach toward their tax loss harvesting investments. This approach should be tailored to their tax and income profiles in the same way they would set a strategic asset allocation to match their investment objectives and horizons. Tax loss harvesting programs may constitute a misallocation of risk capital for some investors. As a consequence, investors with low levels of expected tax loss harvesting alpha will likely prefer to harvest losses as and when they arise, rather than pay fees for a full tax loss harvesting program that incorporates transaction costs, commission costs, and regulatory compliance costs. This was a CFA Institute summary of Tax Loss Harvesting, an Individual Investor's Perspective, published in the fourth quarter 2021 issue of the Financial Analyst Journal.